Chapter 4. Bible Study and Prayer Essential. All who would be efficient workers must give much time to prayer. The communication between God and the soul must be kept open, that the workers may recognize the voice of their captain. The Bible should be diligently studied. The truth of God, like gold, is not always lying right on the surface. It is to be obtained only by earnest thought and study. This study will not only store the mind with most valuable knowledge, but will strengthen and expand the mental powers, and will give a true estimate of eternal things. Let the divine precepts be brought into the daily life. Let the life be fashioned after God's great standard of righteousness, and the whole character will be strengthened and ennobled. Study the Word. The Great Lesson Book. The Word is the great lesson book for the students in our schools. The Bible teaches the whole will of God concerning the sons and daughters of Adam. The Bible is the rule of life, teaching us of the character we must form for the future, immortal life. Our faith, our practice, may make us living epistles, known and read of all men. Men need not the dim light of tradition and custom to make the Scriptures comprehensible. It is just as sensible to suppose that the sun, shining in the heavens at noonday, needs the glimmerings of the torchlight of earth to increase its glory. The fables or the utterances of priests or of ministers are not needed to save the student from error. Consult the divine oracle, and you have light. In the Bible, every duty is made plain, every lesson is comprehensible, able to fit men with a preparation for eternal life. The gift of Christ and the illumination of the Holy Spirit reveal to us the Father and the Son. The Word is exactly adapted to make men and women and youth wise unto salvation. In the Word is the science of salvation plainly revealed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Search the Scriptures, for therein is the counsel of God, the voice of God speaking to the soul. All to reach high standard of excellence. The Bible should be a book for study. The precious pearls of truth do not lie upon the surface, to be found by a careless, uninterested reader. Christ knew what was best for us, of whatever age, when he commanded us, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Jesus, the greatest teacher the world ever knew, would have men and women and children and youth reach the highest standard of excellence of character. He would have them become fully developed mentally, morally, and physically. Take heed what and how we hear. From time to time, we need unitedly to examine the reasons of our faith. It is essential that we study carefully the truths of God's Word, for we read that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, demons. We are in grave danger when we lightly regard any truth, for then the mind is opened to error. We must take heed how and what we hear. We need not seek to understand the arguments that men offer in support of their theories, when it may be readily discerned that these theories are not in harmony with the Scriptures. Some who think that they have scientific knowledge are by their interpretations giving wrong ideas both of science and of the Bible. Let the Bible decide every question that is essential to man's salvation. Important to counsel with best friend, Jesus. Take time to study the Bible, the book of books. There never was a time when it was so important that the followers of Christ should study the Bible as now. Deceptive influences are upon all sides, and it is essential that you counsel with Jesus, your best friend. The wayfaring man may find the way of life through faith and obedience, through abiding in the sunshine of Christ's righteousness. But how shall we understand what is meant by these terms if we do not understand the Bible? In the Word of God, duty is made plain, and everything relating to the religious life is presented in a definite way. The whole plan of salvation is delineated, and the helps to the soul are pointed out. The way in which the believer may be complete in Christ is unfolded. Cultivate a taste for the Bible. Unless the mind is used, it will cease to expand. Unless the taste is cultivated to love the Bible, it will cease to relish the truths of God's Word. The student can see only to the depth of what he has explored, and he cannot appreciate that which lies beyond the compass of his own narrow boundaries. But his very ignorance will make him conceited, talkative, and boastful. What can I say to you, young men and young women, to arouse you to vigor in your efforts to overcome obstacles? Mental effort will become easier and more satisfactory as you put yourselves to the task of understanding the deep things of God. You should each decide that you will not be a second-class student, that you will not allow others to think for you. You should say, "That which other minds have acquired in the sciences and in the Word of God, I will obtain for myself through painstaking effort." You can rally the mind's best powers, and with a sense of your accountability to God, you can do your best, and you will not cease to advance and to conquer difficulties. Do not settle down in slothful ease, making no special effort to accomplish your work. Make a choice of some part in the large vineyard of the Master, and do a work that will require the exercise of tact and talent. As much as possible, place yourselves in the society of those who are intellectual, who will be able to detect your mistakes, and to put you on your guard against indolence, pretension, and surface work. A blusterer will be recognized and set down for just what he is worth and no more. Study of the Bible develops the intellect. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God should be made the great educating power. How shall students know the truth except by a close, earnest, persevering study of the word? Here is the grand stimulus, the hidden force which quickens the mental and physical powers and directs the life into right channels. Here in the word is wisdom, poetry, history, biography, and the most profound philosophy. Here is a study that quickens the mind into a vigorous and healthy life and awakens it to the highest exercise. It is impossible to study the Bible with a humble, teachable spirit without developing and strengthening the intellect. Those who become best acquainted with the wisdom and purpose of God as revealed in His Word become men and women of mental strength, and they may become efficient workers with the great educator, Jesus Christ. Bible greatest of all educators. The one book that is essential for all to study is the Bible. Studied with reverence and godly fear, it is the greatest of all educators. In it, there is no sophistry. Its pages are filled with truth. Would you gain a knowledge of God and Christ, whom He sent into the world to live and die for sinners? An earnest, diligent study of the Bible is necessary in order to gain this knowledge. Women to train the mind. Women professing godliness generally fail to train the mind. They leave it uncontrolled to go where it will. This is a great mistake. Many seem to have no mental power. They have not educated the mind to think, and because they have not done this, they suppose they cannot. Meditation and prayer are necessary to a growth in grace. Make the mind a storehouse of truth. Oh, what is our excuse, my sisters, that we do not devote all the time possible to searching the Scriptures, making the mind a storehouse of precious things, that we may present them to those who are not interested in the truth? Will our sisters arise to the emergency? Will they work for the Master? Organize a Bible society for reading and study. If youth and men and women of mature age should organize a society where Bible reading and Bible study should be made the prominent theme, dwelling upon and searching out the prophecies and studying the lessons of Christ, there would be strength in the society. There is no book from the perusal of which the mind is so much elevated and strengthened and expanded as the Bible. And there is nothing that will so endow with new vigor all our faculties as bringing them in contact with stupendous truths of the Word of God and setting the mind to grasp and measure those truths. Regular study opens new truths. The teacher of the truth should advance in knowledge, growing in grace and in Christian experience, cultivating habits and practices which will do honor to God and to His Word. He should show others how to make a practical application of the Word. Every advance we make in sanctified ability, in varied studies, will help us to understand the Word of God. And the study of the Scriptures helps us in the study of the other branches essential in education. After the first acquaintance with the Bible, the interest of the earnest seeker grows rapidly. The discipline gained by a regular study of the Word of God enables him to see a freshness and beauty in truth that he never before discerned. Reference to texts, when speaking, becomes natural and easy to a Bible student. Prayer. Daily prayer, essential to growth. If we would develop a character which God can accept, we must form correct habits in our religious life. Daily prayer is as essential to growth in grace, and even to spiritual life itself, as is temporal food to physical well-being. We should accustom ourselves to often lift the thoughts to God in prayer. If the mind wanders, we must bring it back. By persevering effort, habit will finally make it easy. We cannot for one moment separate ourselves from Christ with safety. We may have His presence to attend us at every step, but only by observing the conditions which He has Himself laid down. Obtain victory over self through prayer. The Lord needs men and women who carry with them into the daily life the light of a godly example. Men and women whose words and actions show that Christ is abiding in the heart, teaching, leading, and guiding. He needs men and women of prayer, who, by wrestling alone with God, obtain the victory over self, and then go forth to impart to others that which they have received from the source of power. God accepts those who crucify self, and makes them vessels unto honor. They are in His hands as clay in the hands of the potter, and He works His will through them. Such men and women receive spiritual power. Christ lives in them, and the power of His Spirit attends their efforts. They realize that they are to live in this world the life that Jesus lived, a life free from all selfishness. And He enables them to bear witness for Him that draws souls to the cross of Calvary. Prayer refreshes the soul. There are rich promises for us in the Word of God. The plan of salvation is ample. It is no narrow, limited provision that has been made for us. We are not obliged to trust in the evidence that we had a year or a month ago, but we may have the assurance today that Jesus lives and is making intercession for us. We cannot do good to those around us while our own souls are destitute of spiritual life. Our ministers do not wrestle all night in prayer, as many godly ministers before us have done. They sit up bent over tables, writing lessons, or preparing articles to be read by thousands. They arrange facts in shape to convince the mind in regard to doctrine. All these things are essential. But how much God can do for us in sending light and convicting power to hearts in answer to the prayer of faith? The empty seats in our prayer meetings testify that Christians do not realize the claims of God upon them. They do not realize their duty to make these meetings interesting and successful. They go over a monotonous, wearisome round, and return to their home unrefreshed, unblessed. Communion with God necessary. Several times each day, precious, golden moments should be consecrated to prayer and the study of the Scriptures. If it is only to commit a text to memory, that spiritual life may exist in the soul. The varied interests of the cause furnish us with food for reflection and inspiration for our prayers. Communion with God is highly essential for spiritual health, and here only may be obtained that wisdom and correct judgment so necessary in the performance of every duty. Do not neglect prayer. Some, fearing they will suffer loss of earthly treasure, neglect prayer and the assembling of themselves together for the worship of God, that they may have more time to devote to their farms or their business. They show by their works which world they place the highest estimate upon. They sacrifice religious privileges, which are essential to their spiritual advancement, for the things of this life, and fail to obtain a knowledge of the divine will. They come short of perfecting Christian character and do not meet the measurement of God. They make their temporal, worldly interests first, and rob God of the time which they should devote to His service. Such persons God marks, and they will receive a curse rather than a blessing. All who seek Jesus find him. Is there no time to pray? No time to tell the Lord, "Thou must keep me by thine own power." Leaving the Lord out of sight will not lessen the cares, but multiply them. A Christian spirit is as essential in active business lines as is having the Spirit of God in the place where prayer is wont to be made. All any of us need is to seek the Lord, and the grace of the Christian will be evidenced. All who seek him find Jesus a very present help in every time of need. Be a conqueror through Jesus. Do not take your sorrows and difficulties to man. Present yourself to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly. He knows just how to help you. Do not turn from the loving, compassionate Redeemer to human friends, who, though they may give you the best they have, may lead you into wrong paths. Take all your troubles to Jesus. He will receive and strengthen and comfort you. He is the great healer of all maladies. His great heart of infinite love yearns over you. He sends you the message that you may recover yourself from the snare of the enemy. You may regain your self-respect. You may stand where you regard yourself, not as a failure, but as a conqueror, in and through the uplifting influence of the Spirit of God. Prayer is the life of the soul. It is just as convenient, just as essential, for us to pray three times a day as it was for Daniel. Prayer is the life of the soul, the foundation of spiritual growth. In your home, before your family, and before your workmen, you should testify to this truth. And when you are privileged to meet with your brethren in the church, tell them of the necessity of keeping open the channel of communication between God and the soul. Tell them that if they will find heart and voice to pray, God will find answers to their prayers. Tell them not to neglect their religious duties. Exhort the brethren to pray. We must seek if we would find. We must ask if we would receive. We must knock if we would have the door opened unto us.